Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this opportunity, and we're so grateful for it. And I am just so honored that you take a person of my caliber and allow them to preach the gospel. And we just appreciate all the people that you trust, to trust us. And so, Lord, we thank you for speaking through us. And, Lord, let us be able to speak your word in such a way that it make it so plain, so simple, that people know that you love them and you care about them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. I just want to say, first of all, to everyone that's here today, thank you so much for coming out today. Thank you for making a commitment, even the people online, for making a commitment to dedicate this hour and 45 minutes plus to the Lord. It's so often that people just take it for granted. All right. You want me to switch to this because it's going in and out? Give me a second. We're testing something again. I know Camilla going to go crazy, but it is what it is, Camilla. Got the answer, so you just got to answer that. So, testing. Yeah, that sound good. Everybody sound good? All right, now listen. So, I just want to share that I love you guys so much, and you guys are so amazing to me, and I'm just so appreciative of everyone to come out to worship the Lord. And I always want everyone to leave with a positive experience and feel love when they leave the church. It's so important. The church is a place, man, where you come and you feel loved and you feel cared for. And when you leave here, you always feel better than you did when you came, right? We built this church 10 years ago on the spirit of love, right? And so that's our mission throughout the church, is to make sure everyone, when they leave here, they felt love. And I'm not saying you're going to like the preacher, because you don't have to like the preacher. I just want you to love him, right? So I just want you to love each other. That's what it's all about, loving each other and caring for each other. So many people are dealing with so many issues in life. We have to be extremely, extremely careful, man, how we greet people, right? Because sometimes you may be going through something, right, and it's very challenging. But when you step through them doors, remember you represent the King, right? And somebody need to hear or feel the love of God, right? They don't need to feel your anger and your frustration. They need to feel your love. It's important. Right? And God gave it to you because no one, everybody said no one, comes except he draws them. Right. Everyone is here today because God drew them here. And that's extremely important. I just wanted to get that out because it's so important about Kingdom Embassy. So I hear a lot of things about Kingdom Embassy and Pastor Duran and all those things, right? The thing that's important, I want everybody to understand, I want you to hear me well. It doesn't matter what people say. What really matters is how you treat people. And it's important to understand the gospel is the good news about God's love for all of humanity, not just for you because you're saved, right? And I know we have our ideology and our theological views and all that, but God is about love, right? And it's important. And if you come to church or you go to work and you represent him, you won't be so judgmental about other people's life. You'd be more loving and caring because some people are so hurt and so wounded, right? They need your love. They really do. They don't need your criticism. And I know sometimes you think it's constructive, but it's not always constructive, right? So you have to be very, very careful how you give someone your opinion, right? Because we know your, and I'm going to talk about that today, because your perspective is really your reality, right? But your reality doesn't mean it's everybody else's reality. Right. And so if you have this relationship with God, that's good. Right. But don't try to force it on somebody else. Right. Just love them for who they are. Right. Because God created all of us in his image. And here's the thing. That means he must be pretty diverse. Right. Because all of us are different in a way. Right. So I'm not like you, and you may not be like me, but you can still love like me or care like me and have compassion like me. Right. And just remember that as you interact with people. And so be very careful what you say, because what you don't want God to do is pull the blanket off your life and expose you for who you are, right? Because all of us have some things in our closet, right, that we just don't want the world to know, right? And God has helped guard it, right? And people say, oh, no, I'm not like that. I promise you. They don't know everything. Everybody say amen. Right? Perspective is a matter of the heart. Right? It's a matter of life and death. I remember Joshua, and Joshua was dealing with the people, and Joshua says, but as for me and my house, We will serve the Lord. So Joshua had made a statement, a very, very bold statement. He says, as for me and my house, I don't care what you all do in Israel. I understand. I've been preaching you guys and talking to you guys about the goodness of God. And a lot of you guys have made decisions. But listen, I know God for myself, right? And as for me and my family, I don't care what you guys do. But as for me and my family, we're going to ride this thing out, right? And listen, and God is going to be the Lord of our life, right? Because every one of us have a testimony. Man, we're definitely not what we used to be. Right? We may not be what we ought to be, but God has brought us a mighty long way, right? And every one of us have a testimony of God's grace and mercy, right? Some of us should have got caught up, but we didn't get caught up, right? Some of us should have got in trouble, but we didn't. Some of us should have been dead, but we're alive. It's only by God's amazing grace, right? And so understand that perspective. That's important, right? Now, here's the thing, right? The way you think, right, and the way you see things is the way it is to you, right? It doesn't mean like it's like to everybody, but it is to you. So you got to ask yourself a question. Who's controlling my thinking? Do I have stinking thinking, right? Who's behind my thinking, right? What power source is behind my thinking? What is the thing, man, that controls my decision making? What is making me do the things I do? Why do I move the way I move, right? Why am I loving like I'm loving? Why am I so caring? I don't understand. Some of you say, I don't understand why I'm so soft. I don't think you're soft. I just think you're caring, right? And a lot of times, so many people's heart is so dark, they're not caring. So you think you're soft because you have a caring heart. You're not soft. You just got a real good attribute that belongs to God, right? You have a heart of compassion, and you love and care for people. So your perspective is important, but your perspective is a matter of life and death. If you're looking at it through the wrong lens, it can cost you everything, right? Now, I'm going to be talking to you guys about your perspective and what perspective is all about, but I want you to understand, I'm going to talk to you guys about the heart, all right, and the importance of the heart and the mind and the connection. So I do a lot of research and do a lot of reading and trying to figure out this thing about this heart, and I came across something that was very, very powerful that I'm going to share with you guys. But I want you to know something, right? It's important that you look at the screen. The heart, right, and the mind, it's like they got to have a Wi-Fi connection. They work together, right? So you have all these connections, man, and all this energy is really working together. And when I have this condition called atrial fibrillation, and whenever my heart is out of sync, right, I'm out of breath, right? I'm still moving. I'm functioning, right? But I'm so tired. By the time I get to you to say hi, I almost need to sit down, right? Because my heart is there, boom, 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 and it's all over the place, right? Sometimes it's so bad, they had to give me the Michael Jackson juice and lay me down and shock me. And they shock me, and they have to shock me back in the rhythm because I'm numbered an electrical current. And then they shock me, they take me to the hospital, and they shock me, and I didn't say, I'll say all kind of crazy stuff when I'm under, right? So I pray before I go on, before they give me the medicine, because I don't know what's coming out, right? But when your heart is out of rhythm, your life is out of rhythm. And sometimes when we have traumatic experiences in our life, it throws our heart out of sync, right? So our heart is not beating in sync, and we're angry, we're upset, we're anxious, right? We're frustrated, we're mad, right? Our blood pressure's up. We're in fight or flight all the time. We're mad because something has happened to us and it has hijacked our life, right? And when that thing hijacked our life, it just messed us up. Am I doing something wrong? With no power, power. Power, Lord. Holy Ghost, power, power, Lord. All right, now, so understand that, so this traumatic experience, man, something happened to you, and you got hijacked. Some of you guys got hijacked on your way to church, right? Before you left the house, you got hijacked, right? Something happened. Your husband may have been fussing at you. Your kids may have been giving you a heart. Things happened, and you all riled up, right? But God want to calm you down. So he gave you a mechanism how to do it, and I'm going to talk to you guys about that. But when you're hijacked, your heart is out of sync. Sometimes it's just race, and you're in fight or flight, and you're so angry and you're so mad that you don't even think straight, right? Don't ever allow the enemy, right, to hijack your spirit, right? Don't let the enemy hijack your spirit and you in fight or flight all the time. You can't even worship the Lord. I come to church, man, to worship the Lord, and by the time I hit the door, somebody push a button, right? And then I go there. But I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. Nobody push your button. Then nobody, you push your own button, right? Because nobody gets to control you but you. You don't allow anybody to control you. You know, because God said, you in charge of you. Everybody said, you in charge of you, right? Now, you in charge of your heart. You in charge of your thinking, right? So whatever's on the inside will manifest itself on the what? Outside, right? So don't allow anyone else, right, to control you. You just gave them power, right? You said, you get to control me. So say something to me. And you say something to me, and I said, and you make me mad. I can't stand you. Right? And God said, I'm just showing you you. So you can't stand you, right? And it's important to understand what's happening. So now you're mad, you're out of shape, and nobody can be blessed by you. So when you're angry and upset and been out of shape because you allow somebody to mess with you, you can't be a blessing to nobody else because you're in AFib. When I'm in AFib, man, I don't want to talk. Our dentist said, I know I'm not going to say anything to you because I know you're tripping. And you're going to be tripping when you're in AFib because I'm short. My fuse is short, Maggie, because I'm tired, right? Everything. And I'm praying to God that I can get in sync, right? So it's important. So when you out of sync and you all messed up and jacked up, you come to church to praise the Lord, and God sent you here to be a blessing to somebody, and you just refuse to be a blessing because you allow some other spirit to hijack you. So now you come in and say, I want to praise the Lord. God is good. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? And then somebody makes a look at her. I swear, I can't believe they said it. Right? And what happens is, and some of you guys get up, I can't believe she's singing. She needs to sit down. No, you need to get it together because God sent you here, right, to be a blessing. Right? Now, so, and you need to be that blessing. So you need to understand the perspective. Right? So it's about your heart. Everybody says the heart. It's a matter of the heart. So your perception is your reality. So you think this person is an idiot, or you think this person is crazy. They are to you, right? But he's just showing you you. And you don't like you. So God, I can't represent you. You ever come to church? Say, praise the Lord, God is good. But let me tell you something, God, right now, you better not say nothing to me, and I'm not going to say nothing to you. How many people do that? We don't do that to God. We just do it to people, even though God resides in people. Right? So since God resides in somebody else, and you think you're talking to them when you're really talking to God. Because I know you only think God resides in you. But he resides in the person you don't like too. Or the person you have an issue with. Right? And he's trying to show you you in them. Right? And he said, listen, if you allow me, right, to be the Lord of your life. He said, you'd be so magnetic. I was in Dr. Abby Addy's service today, and one of the mothers got up, and she was real sick. She had been really, really sick, and one of her friends had a celebration of life, and they invited her, but she wasn't feeling good. She's in her 80s, and she wasn't feeling good, and she said, I just didn't want to go, and it was just so tired, and she just pressed, and the Lord blessed her to go, and when she got there, she said, oh, my God. She threw her hands up, and she said, it was such a blessing, right? She said, when I got there, it was five ladies that I met when I started working over 40 years ago, and all five of them was there, right? It's like the power of the Holy Spirit came over her at the celebration, right? She said, thank God that he gave me the energy to go. That's what the Spirit will do for you, right? She said, I had to be there for the lady. She didn't realize why she had to be there. But God wanted her to be there because he knew not only did she need it, but it was five other women that needed her. They need to feel her love. They need to feel her energy, just like you here today. You know, somebody need to feel you. They need to feel your presence. They need to feel the God in you. Raise your hand if you pray. Right. Now, why would you spend your time praying to God and then don't represent him when you do it? Why am I spending my time? And Lord, you know I love you. You mean the world to me. And I want you to be a blessing in my life. Thank you for blessing my kids. I appreciate you healing my body. But then I get here and I'm like, God, I can't talk to you right now because I got to tell him off. Then I get back with you on the check, right? Now, so what happens is your perspective really becomes your reality. So you really come here with a mindset to talk about somebody or say something crazy to somebody or check somebody, whatever. That's your perspective. And it becomes your reality, right? And then when you do it, somebody else leave here upset because they was expecting a blessing from you. They was expecting, and God brought you here. Right? He brought you here to be a blessing. So you think if God didn't bring you here to be a blessing, that the enemy wouldn't attack you? He wants you. He don't want you in sync. He wants you in AFib. He don't want your heart beating in sync. He wants you out of sync. Right? So somebody gonna say something, right, just to throw your heart out of sync. So you end up out of breath. Here's how I know you're out of breath. Because when they get up and want to hug, you just sit down because you're too tired to walk. That's what I do when I'm out of breath. When my AFib kick in, I'm too tired. So I don't want to go nowhere. So I just sit down. So I was assuming, I was looking at some people. I said, oh, my God, they're in AFib. I said out of breath. And I wanted to come back there and shock them. Right? So you listen. That's real talk. Because I'm sitting here, it's crazy to me you come here, and I'm going to get to my message for real, right? We're going to be out here by 12:15 today, right? So listen, y'all can get out early today, right? I know y'all don't believe it, but I promise you, right? Listen, can you imagine, though, I got up in the morning, and ladies, men don't do it. Ladies, you get up in the morning, do all this stuff, man, put on this, all this work to put on makeup. And lift it, get your hair together, you know, get your clothes together, because you got to be right, looking tight, you know, like my sister in the green, she's looking so good over there. I know she kept flowing and everything. She's like, I'm looking good, I'm going in today, I know I'm looking good for the Lord, right? And then I'm going to get in and just sit down like, He said, what did you get up and do all that for? So I can just sit down and just look at people. That's not why you came, man. Don't let the enemy do that to you. Right? You don't let him do that to you. You listen, you got to figure out what's going on. Now watch. Here's why I say it's your reality, right? So if God is the Lord of my life, and for God I live, and for God I die, I can't wait to get to church to express his love. I'm not saying walk around, praise the Lord, God is good. I'm saying just love somebody. Just give somebody a high five. Right? Just because we need it. And here's the thing. When you do it, it's going to make you feel good. You're going to feel good. Listen, you're going to feel like you're on cloud nine just because you allowed the God in you to be representative. And he reflects himself through you. So sometimes I tell the devil, you better get the hell out of my life. For real. That's what I tell him. You got to get out. You got to get out. You better leave me alone. You better go. I ain't talking to nobody else. I'm talking about him in my life. Because I'm the one got the problem. It's not them. So I'm saying, get out. You better get out. You better go. I plan with you. You better go. Right? Because I'm looking at somebody crazy. I said, look at her. I can't believe it. And I'm like, get out. Man, you better get out. Because I know you're about to mess up something. Right? Hey, what if you did that? When that thought came across your mind. I said, devil, you better go. I'm not playing with you. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Right? Everybody say he's in me? Now, so let's talk about that. So when you look at that heart and that mind and you try to get this thing in sync, remember, it's a network, right? And here's the thing, right? And so your heart and your brain, they are connected together, right? They are connected. Now, your heart has a brain just like your brain has a brain. But in your heart, it got these 40,000 sensory neurites that's coming from your heart. And it's got this network from your heart. And your heart, that's Jesus never said anything about your mind. He said your heart. It's your heart. So your heart talks to your mind. But when your heart is messed up and it's been broken, right, and then you try to fix it with your brain, it don't work. Right? And that's why some of you guys in love with somebody and can't nobody understand why you love them and they don't treat you right. It's because they got your heart. And your head don't agree. Right? You know, you say, don't you call me no more, but I sure hope you do. It's your heart. It's the truth anyhow, right? Now, but God did that. So God knew that it was important. That's why he says out of abundance of the heart, right? The heart is a big thing. It's important, right? So when your heart and your mind grab, your heart takes it and grabs your mind and says, come on, y'all, let's go, all right? And when we go, we're going to represent the king, right? We're going to represent it. So now, it's important that I get my heart right. Everybody say, get my heart right. Now, it's important. Here's what Proverbs says. For as he thinketh in his what? Not in his head. Whatever he thinks, when he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, say he to thee. But his heart, everybody says heart. Not his mind. But his heart is not with thee. So what happens is, some people, man, you deal with things. You know, I'm dealing sometimes in our identity, going through some stuff. And I'm like, so-and-so, so-and-so. And she just loved the heck out of me, right? The thing is, I got a heart. Sometimes I don't have a head. Because I be messing up. I be doing some stupid stuff. But because I have her heart and she got my heart, we work through it all. Right? Because when your heart is right, it'll get your mind right. But if your heart is messed up and you don't get it connected, you can't make that Wi-Fi connection, it's a mess. Right? Because your heart can't even talk to your brain. Right? Because it's in AFib. It's jumping all over the place. Right? And there's no Wi-Fi connection. And when you don't have a Wi-Fi, I don't want y'all to be like some of these people that love some of these young folks. I said, like, little Nadia, you know, you take Nadia's phone, she got her Wi-Fi, she got to have that Wi-Fi. You know, them young folks got to have their phone. You, if they cut that Wi-Fi connection off, it's home. It's going to be a problem in Crystal House. I don't understand, Daddy, why you didn't pay the internet bill? Did she go next door and sit on the people's step and try to use that internet? How many people ever did? Don't y'all raise your hand. Some of you guys go to Starbucks just to use the internet because you got to have a connection. Watch this. What if I was that consistent or that genuine man trying to connect my heart with my mind? Right? Because when they connect together, man, you get to see the beauty of God, what God is all about. And I'm going to show you how to sync it in a minute, right? So he says, as he thinketh in his heart, because he wants your heart right, right? If your heart is wrong, your perspective will be wrong. You're going to think wrong. When your heart is dark, right, your perspective is going to be dark because you're going to see things, man, through the wrong lens. And all you know when your heart is wrong because it's never, ever, ever about other people. It's always about me. That's when you know your heart is messed up. Your connection, there's no connection. Your heart is messed up because I don't care what you is what I want. I don't care if it hurts you. Give me what I want. Right? So I'm always talking about other people and what they're doing because the real issue is me. I got a dark heart, right? And I don't care as long as I make my money, right? I don't care, right? And so it's important that you get your heart right. Everybody say, get your heart right. Now, young people, if you want your life transformed, if you want to be a better a person in the relationship, if you want a better friend, get your heart right. And I'm going to show you how to get your heart right. And once your heart is right and you make that connection, and you'll know when it's connected. And I'm going to tell you in a few minutes how it's connected. And when you make that connection, ooh-wee, the sky's the limit. Because when the two connect, men will give unto your bosom. You don't need no money when you get the Wi-Fi connection, right? Because the love just, it goes and it touches way over there. And you wonder, why did this person do this for me? And they don't even know me. I don't understand why they did it for me, because you had the Wi-Fi connection. And then love just shot out. And then the presence of God is real in your life, right? But you got to get your heart right. And I know your heart been broken. I know your heart been broken. I know you have some trauma in your life, right? But I want you to know the trauma in your life is really done. Hear me again. Whatever trauma you had in your life is over. It was the past. The rest of it we hold on to because it's really over. Right? Remember, it's in the past. It happened yesterday. You don't understand. This just happened to me last night. That was yesterday. Whatever trauma is happening, it's just, but what happens is your body keeps the score. Right? And so so if you don't learn how to sink it back, get it back in sync, you're going to walk around and they're going to have to give you a pacemaker. They want to give me something, so I need you to wear this monitor all the time. And they want to give it to you so in case your heart go out of sync, it'll kick it back in for you. I said, you're not giving me that. I'm just going to live right. Because my AFib was dealing with my sleep pattern. It was dealing with my stress. It was dealing with my diet. All the things in this external world was messing with my AFib. So every time my heart get out of rhythm, I know it's environment. Right? So something else is going on, and it shook me up. And I may wake up in the middle of the night and got AFib. I said, baby, I already know. I get real quiet. She said, you an AFib? I get real quiet, right? Now, it's important to understand that whatever happens in your life, it was for your good. Now, listen to me. I know it don't feel good to you, but it's for your good, right? Now, listen. Everything works together for the good for them that love the Lord and call him according to his purpose. Now, you say, that's because your perspective is different. So if you don't look at it as being for your good, you're going to look at it for your bad. You're going to think God is against you and everybody else against you, but if it's working together for your good, raise your hand if you're 60. Hold on. Where Maggie at? Because Maggie, she looked like she's 13, but she really 60 plus, right? Now, how many times, because Maggie, yeah, she older than what y'all think she is. She don't look it, but she's up there for real, right? Now, here's the thing. How many times, Maggie, in your life, that something happened and the time you thought it was bad, but later on you find out it was for your good? Yes. You can't even count them, right? But at the time you thought it was for your bad. But all you do is just keep on living. Ooh, thank God, thank God. You know how somebody, you're in love with somebody, ooh, I love him so much. You say, ooh, thank God, later on, I'm glad I didn't marry him. My kids would have been looking like that. Now, right? Or my kids would have been acting like that, right? So, and you said, man, thank God. At the time, I had lost my mind. But it worked out for me. Ooh, Lord, I wish you had gave me the job. You found out everybody in the company got laid off. Right? And so, listen to me. So you got to understand, right? Everything works together for the good. When you understand your relationship with God, then you understand who you are with God. When you run into things, it's how you see it. And so your sight becomes your reality. So if I look at things, you can say I'm crazy all you want. I just believe. Right? And I believe he worked this way. Because that becomes my reality. So I live this way. And you're like, that don't make sense. You got too much God. Well, that's why I keep on getting blessed. Right? Because I keep on believing him, and I believe he worked that way. But if you don't believe he worked that way, guess what? He won't work that way for you. And you're going to keep on struggling. You're going to keep on blaming other people. Right? It's somebody else's fault why I can't. They treat me like this because I'm a woman. No, they like this because I'm gay. No, I'm like because I'm black. You keep on finding excuses because that's your lens. But everything you name, somebody in that category has been successful. They've overcame it. You name a category, and God has blessed somebody to overcome it. So that means if they can overcome it, you can overcome it. Well, what's stopping you from overcoming? You. Because you look at it through a different lens. Because your heart is messed up. So when your heart is darkened, and sometimes we go through things and our heart is darkened, and then we start to see things and we can't get a Wi-Fi connection. Right? So we because we can't see it straight, we don't even think straight. and we blame everybody else except us. I'm the problem. Everybody say, I'm the problem. Name it, claim it, it's yours. Y'all want to do money like that, but name, claim that one. All right, here we go. Now, here's what he says. Y'all think I'm playing. Y'all think I'm be done in 8 minutes. 12:15, I know you don't believe it, Lil Fatima. Lil Fatima, I promise I'm going to be gone. Right, here we go. I call her Lil Fatima because I can't remember her name. But all right, now, she a fox. I got you. All right, now, it says guard. Everybody say guard. Guard your heart. Above all else. Everybody say above all else. For it determines the course of your life. Not your mind, but your heart. Guard it. Listen, your heart. If you don't get your heart fixed, if you don't get it right with God, it will literally ruin your life. Because you're going to go through life looking at things through the wrong lens. Because somebody broke. I heard a girl once say, I promise you, I'm never getting in another relationship again because her heart was broken. What they did to me this time, it'll never happen again. That's because your heart was broken, right? And listen, I can't believe it, Melanie. That girl, they tripping out on me. How they going to do that to me, right? I bet you they won't get the second. Here's the problem. You giving them more credit than they deserve, right? You don't realize that whatever's doing, God blocked it for you. God wouldn't let it go through for you. God stopped that relationship for you. God didn't give you that job for you. Right? Now, but because your heart is all messed up, you can't even see God in it. You claim him, but you don't really believe him. How many people say, I know the Lord will, but you don't really believe he will. You just saying it out of your mouth. Jesus said it this way, you serve me with your lips, but your heart is somewhere else, right? Now, so he says, guard your heart, because it's going to determine where you go in life, right? If your heart is dark, I'm going to preach a sermon on the movie. How many people seen the movie Sinners? How many people seen it? Go see it, right? Go see the movie Sinners. Go see it. It's got vampires in it. Thought it was crazy, but you got to go, right? You got to go see Sinners. You got to go because they're going to tell you about you. Sinners are going to tell you your story, right? So you got to go see Sinners. You got to go see. I wanted to preach the whole sermon on Sinners today, but I couldn't change, right? Now, here's what he says. I got 5 minutes. All right, I'm good. All right, here's what Jeremiah said. But I, everybody say, but I, the Lord, search all what? And examine secret what? Motives. I judge your heart. And I search all hearts. But I examine your secret motives. Where's your secret motives at? It ain't in your brain. It's in your heart. Now you can hide it. You cannot say it. But it's in your heart. It's going to show up somewhere else. It's going to show up in your heart. You may be able to hold it in your mind. But your heart going to show up. You ever go somewhere and you can feel it. You ever go somewhere, they don't say anything, I just don't feel it, right? Because, listen, that energy that's coming from the heart, you can feel it a mile away, right? When your heart is dark, people see you coming before you get there. They may not say anything, they just won't do business with you. You wonder why they won't give you the business deal. They say, I'm not dealing with you because your heart is dark, right? Now, so it's important. Everybody say important. Now, here's what Revelation says, and I'm done. I got to cut across the field because I got 4 minutes. He said, look, I stand at the door and I knock, right? And if you hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. And I will share a meal together as a friend. Here's what God is saying. Because God resides in, he said, I'm sitting there right there. He said, if you allow me to be present in your life, he said, I'm standing there, and I'm knocking. I'm saying, I want to be a part of your life, right? I want you to be successful. I want this business deal to go through for you. I want your relationship. I want you to have the best relationship, right? I want your children to be the best. He said, everything you touch, I created you to be a success. I didn't create you to fail, right? He said, but the problem is, he said, you're walking around, and you're in Afib. You're acting like I have your heart, but I really don't. I have it sometimes, boo-boo, and sometimes I don't, boo. 1 minute you with me, 1 minute you're not, right? He says, listen, I need you to understand that I reside in the heart of men, but I'm manifested through the mind. And when you connect the two, no devil in hell can stop you, right? And he wants to be a blessing in your life. But he can't be a blessing in your life when you got the wrong perspective. When you don't think he's the Lord of your life, or you don't think God can do what God can do, right? Or you think you're smarter than, and it's you. Everybody who think they're smarter than always fail. It's just a matter of time, right? But when you want to get your heart and your mind in sync, here's what happens. When I'm in fight or flight, I got 3 minutes. When I'm in fight or flight, and I'm running, and I'm somebody got me mad, something happening, and they just jumped on my cousin, and you know how it is, Derek. They just jumped on your cousin, and they said, man, come on. I said, all right, come, let's go, man. So we're in fight or flight. My heart is racing. It's speeding up now, right? Listen, I'm in fight or flight. My mind is going all over the place. My heart is whacked up. Listen, my mind is all messed up, and I'm in fight or flight. I'm not creative. I can't do it. I don't even think straight. I got the pistol, and I'm going to shoot the first one I get to, right? So you got a gun, and you got a gun, and you in fight or flight. You're designed to die. If you don't kill somebody, you're going to kill yourself. Because as soon as you do something, you're going to lock yourself up, or something going to happen because you're in fight or flight. But what if I sink my heart and my mind together? Here's what happens when you sink your heart, man. So I meditate every day, right? So what happens is when you breathe, because God is in your breath, right? You remember this here, Sister Fox. Sister Fox 1-2, right? Now, here's your minute. How many people remember this here? I'm talking real fast. I didn't say slow down. You speak real fast and everything, right? How many people remember this? Stop. Count to 10. Yeah. How many people have told you? Count to 10. What they're telling you is calm yourself down. Take a deep breath. Slow your breathing down, and it slows your heart down. Slow your breathing down. Inhale on a count of 4. Exhale on a count of 6. Always let your exhale be greater than your inhale. So you take a breath in and you exhale out. Touch your heart. Wherever you touch is going to be your focus. Right? Touch your heart. When you touch your heart, you close your eyes. When you close your eyes, you disconnect yourself from the exterior world and you go inside. Now, watch this here. Now I'm upset. Now, y'all, how many people saw me go in the back room? I wonder where I went. I disappeared, right? So I go in the back room, and I do my meditation before I preach. So I do my breathing exercise, and I do all that. And I have to calm myself down so God can speak to me. So I take a deep breath in, and I breathe out. I touch my heart because I want God to speak through my heart, right? And then the third thing you want to do is you want to be grateful for something. You have the ability and the gift to create your own gratitude. You don't have to wait for something good to happen. You can create it because, watch this here, your emotions or your heart, the language of the heart is your emotions, right? So then I manage my emotion. So I take a deep breath. I count in 4. I go out 6. Always out more, right? And what I'm doing, I'm calming everything down, and I'm getting ready to connect the Wi-Fi. Once I connect that Wi-Fi, and I become grateful. And once I become grateful, man, my vibration raises. My energy level goes up instead of going down. When I'm in fight or flight, my energy drains. But when I can calm myself down and I get the Wi-Fi connection, the energy is up, right? And now I think clearly now. So when I was going to make a crazy decision, now God speaks to me, and then everything changes. I don't care who you are. Everything changes. When you make the Wi-Fi connection, when you do it and you do your breathing, now you know. But I can't do it. Yes, you can. Right, and you focus on your heart. Everybody said focus on your heart. So when you breathe in, touch your heart. And if you touch your knee, your focus is going to be on your knee. Whatever you touch your heart, the center of your heart, and close your eyes and take a deep breath, and exhale. Do it for about 2 or 3 minutes, right? And then think about something really grateful, that you're grateful what somebody did for you. Something happened good in your life, right? And watch your whole mood change. It's going to change your entire mood. And you do that 3 or 4 times throughout the day. He says, man should always pray. Right? Because now you're connecting. As you're connecting, you're connecting to the Almighty. So now I'm connect. I got a Wi-Fi connection. Then I can connect anywhere. So now when I reach out and touch someone, even if you don't do what I want you to do, it doesn't even matter, because my mind has shifted. So I see the world different now. I'm handling it different. God is in control. I'm not all bent out of shape because I don't have no money to pay my bills. I just go in, do my breathing, do my exercise. Okay, God, you got this. Right? It only happens when you understand who Jesus is and who he is in your life. Most of us don't have him as the Lord of our life. We need to accept Christ into our life. We need to accept the Holy Spirit and give him permission to be the Lord of our life. So if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, it's hard for you to make that Wi-Fi. It don't make sense to you, but when you got that Wi-Fi connection and you know God resides in you and his breath is your breath. Remember what he said? And I breathed into them the breath of life. He said, and then they became a living soul. So the breath of God is already in you. You just got to connect the Wi-Fi. So now I'm mad. I'm in fight or flight. I'm no longer in fight or flight. I'm no longer in fight or flight. I'm calm. Right? Everybody said, you, Pastor, yes, I promise you, it works. Right? Now, your decision-making is clear. Everything is clear now. So I want to offer you guys an opportunity. I want to do the exercise with everybody today. Okay? I should do it on our way out, right? But I want to give you an opportunity. Everybody stand to your feet. I told you we're going to be done. I went 4 minutes over. Blame it on Dr. Abiyade. Listen, everybody stand to your feet. All right. I want you to think your perspective today is about, everybody says, a matter of the heart. Right? Now, remember this. If you do not know God, and you do not have a relationship with Christ, and you don't understand he's in your life, and you want him in your life, today I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus into your life. Now, remember, Jesus in our day and time now is in the form of the Holy Spirit. And we want him to control our life. We want him to help us make the Wi-Fi connection. So if you don't have him in your life and you want to make him the Lord of your life, right, everybody going to bow their head. And I just want you to raise your hand, right? If you want to accept it as we say this prayer together. Say, dear Lord, thank you for being the Lord of our life. Today, we want to accept you into our life. We want to give our entire life over to you. We want you to control every facet of our life. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to accept you into our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. You already committed. You want to recommit or rededicate your life to the Lord. We can do that as well. I would challenge you all, if you want us to pray for you, please come forward. But if you want to be a member of this church, all right, I would love for you to take a few minutes. It's going to take you about 2 or 3 minutes. To sit on this front row, and we're going to get your name and everything. So for those who want to be members of the church, all right, because they always say, you never open the doors of the church. Well, I'm opening the doors of the church, right? So you have an opportunity to be a part of the Kingdom Mercy family. Or if you would like prayer, if you'd like me to pray with you or one of the prayer teams, come forward, right? And we'll be more than happy to pray with you and walk you through this thing together. So dear Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, never your presence, thank you for every person that came. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, let them work on their Wi-Fi connection. Let them be able to connect with you and watch their whole perspective and life change. Thank you. Be with us. Guide our hearts and guide our minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Those who would like to be a part of the church, come forward. If you want us to pray for you, come forward.